Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. You have Britton.
I'm Patty.
And Sir William. And we have roofers today.
Yeah.
We didn't really think about that.
Yeah.
So let us know if it's annoying and loud, and we'll just try again next time.
They're literally like working right above us. Like, they started out Monday doing the back part of the building, yesterday this part. And now, right now, they're like right over the top of us. So it's just like, and it sounds like there's probably like four guys up there. It sounds like 100.
Oh my gosh. No, there was probably 10 guys out front when I was here.
Oh, seriously?
There's a lot of guys.
I don't see them all up there, but yeah.
Gotta love that. Yeah, if it's really loud, just let us know. Our plan was to show you all of our samplers this morning.
Yeah.
And Willie thinks that's a really good idea, and he really likes them.
Yes, he does.
Actually chose his favorite,
which is creme brulee.
Yeah, creme brulee.
Yeah, he loves that flavor.
Don't worry, this will not be going back on the shelf after he stole it.
No.
It's just his friend now.
Yeah, that's his now. It belongs to Willie now. I'm surprised he's not trying to grab our CUPSs.
He is.
100%, yeah.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was out in the roasting plant this morning, and I was like, you know, we don't really talk about our samplers very often, but I wrote down some numbers.
No, you can't chew it.
So how many samplers do you think we have?
Probably 35.
Okay. Let me go back and say really quick. The samplers are 1.75 ounce bags of coffee, right?
Yes. That are very exciting.
Yes. So we used to say that one bag would make one pot. I don't like to say that anymore. You can't win with this one.
Coffee in my mouth too.
I don't like to say that it makes one pot because to me, you make your coffee how you make it, right? So you'll still open the bag. You'll still make it the way that you make it. But we actually have 56 total sampler varieties.
Decaf.
Right?
Yeah.
So I wrote it down. We have 29 flavors, 14 non-flavored, and 13 decaf.
Don't.
Which is a ton, right?
Don't.
Yeah.
Be gentle.
Be a good boy.
He wants this bag so bad.
All of a sudden, his teeth are going to get into that, and you're going to see
coffee
spray
everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare.
He saw Patty's beautiful display, and he ran up and stole one so quick.
So beautiful. I just laid them out like Joseph's coat of many colors, I guess.
You're going to get coffee in your mouth.
Yes, you are.
He's like, yes, that's my goal.
So anyways, 29.
Is it really loud?
Yeah, if it's too loud, let us know, and we'll just call it a day, because I know the roofing is a little bit annoying. Like, they're literally just right above our head right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the samplers, we've got 29 flavors.
Morning,
so what
Deborah.
I like about these, good morning, Deborah. Oh, hi, thank you. We have people who message us all the time and want samples, like free samples, right? We can't do that. We're a small family business. But these are, what, $375,
$395?
They're $395. $395 for a bag. So the next time you place an order, if there's a flavor that you want to try that you've never tried before, most likely, I think, do we have them in all the flavors? Just about?
Just about. Most of the flavors. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what we don't have a sampler flavor in.
Can't even hear it.
Oh, really?
You can't hear the roof.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. That is good.
That's Logan's good. We already tried the toy exchange. Oh, hot dog might do it. The hot dog is pretty exciting.
That's his favorite one.
I got him this one at Aldi the other day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Aldi has the best stuff. I love Aldi. Aldi's my favorite.
I'm so glad it's not as bad as we think, because in our offices and stuff, it is so loud. It's like somebody inside your brain pounding on it all day long.
All day long. Super annoying.
For days.
Yeah.
How was your Mother's Day?
It was one of the best I've ever had. I was very surprised. How about yours?
Well, it started good.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So we have an above ground pool, and we didn't close it properly last year, whatever. So we had to clean out the leaves and power wash it, and all of that went really easy this year. Started filling up the pool, went to my parents.
Yeah.
Having a great day.
Yeah.
We got home. Morning, Charles. And we're sitting on the couch, and we're watching a YouTube video with the kids before bed. And all of a sudden, we hear like this bit loud pop, and like
Seriously.
And we were like, what was that? And so it sounded like it was coming from like the corner of the kids' playroom. So I jumped in there and I couldn't see anything. And I remembered that there was a, in our basement, there's a closet underneath there and that there's some pipes there. So Jason ran downstairs and this one of our pipes blew like a 1-inch hole in it at the elbow.
Oh my gosh.
And it's the pipe where the well comes into the house. And so it just spraying water. Water's going running down the outside of our house.
Wow.
The inside of our house. So Jason's got, we turned the water off immediately. It didn't stop.
Oh.
I called an emergency plumber right away. I called my parents. Jason's got the kids just running belongings, board games, everything that is in the closet upstairs. The water is coming in so fast. And then Jason, why isn't it stopping? And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm going to turn the well pump off, like the electricity of the well pump.
Yeah.
So he ran and did that and the water stopped, but it was so much water.
Like how much do you think came in?
Oh, I was probably only running for 15 to 20 minutes, but it was like half the basement almost, or quarter of the basement was filling with water so fast. We went through every single towel in our house. And then the emergency plumber got there. By the time he got there, my parents and everybody, we had gotten everything pretty cleaned up. It did not ruin our floors.
Wow.
We think maybe one wall might need to be re-drywalled. Yeah. And then the plumbers came out the next day and ran new elbows. But my brothers were looking at the pipe, and luckily they did because it was on both sides of the house. So the other pipe, was a big rust spot, and it was about to blow too.
Oh, wow.
So they did PVC up to a galvanized elbow back to PVC.
Interesting.
Yeah. So now it's all PVC and it's fine. It was just happy Mother's Day.
Oh my God. You know? What a thing to have to deal with.
I'm so thankful we were home.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine coming home to your basement just flooded like
it
that?
It would have been as fast as it came in. So much water. Yes. I mean, there would have been so much damage.
Is it bad enough for an insurance claim?
No, it's not, because insurance doesn't cover the repair of the pipe.
Sure.
And if it's just one wall of drywall,
nothing.
Most of the belongings that were ruined were like old computer or, you know, just stuff that really wasn't worth anything.
Yeah, things that you should have thrown out anyways and didn't.
Right? Yeah, actually our plan was in like 2 weeks to get a big dumpster and clean, because we had a flood in our basement a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And stuff kind of just got stashed. And our plan was to get a dumpster and clean it all out anyway. Yeah. So it just moved up our timeline.
Absolutely, right?
So I took Monday off because the plumbers came. And then we got a 25-year dumpster and we filled it that
day. Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's a big size dumpster too.
Well, yeah, over the holidays, an awning on the back of our house had fallen off. And it was the only way to get it out of the house.
Yeah. It's always nice sometimes to just get a dumpster and just like load stuff up out of your house. Cause like we've got the bins that the city comes and gets, but like I have a couple like windows I need to get rid of. You know, things that just don't fit in the dumpster, or in your regular dumpster.
Well, it's even just, you know, old IKEA furniture from college. That's like, what am I going to do with this?
It's trash. It's not like IKEA furniture is, you know, an heirloom that's meant to be passed
down
to the
kids. It's like once you move it two times, it's done.
It's pretty much done for. But, you know, I did buy IKEA cabinets for my kitchen, and those have been really wonderful.
I think IKEA's fine because my whole pantry is IKEA too.
Yeah.
But you can't move it.
No.
It's like it moved from my college dorm to our first apartment.
Yeah.
After it moves a couple times.
Their cabinets have a 25-year warranty. And what's really interesting is they're all like just these white bases, right? And then you just put the fronts on them. Yeah. So to me, like, it's gray right now. And 10 years when I don't want it to be gray anymore. Couple $1,000, new cabinet fronts.
Yeah.
You got a whole new kitchen.
So it's funny because I did in our pantry, we did a mix of IKEA kitchen cabinets, but also IKEA closets.
Oh.
So that, because I'm like, oh, I really want this tall part, but I want it to look like this. And like the closet one looks the right, was the right, and the kitchen one wasn't. So we have a mix in ours. But we did find in the basement, which I guess we knew we had, we just kind of forgot about it. It's the super cool old clock from the 1800s that was passed down to us.
That's cool.
And my husband had fixed it, and then we just never put it up.
Yeah.
So we put that up.
Nice.
And it's, we have to figure it out because It's one of the ones that has like a little pendulum in it, and it's too like fast. Grandfather clock, yeah, it's like a miniature grandfather clock. It was made in Detroit in the late 1800s.
Yeah,
so we have to figure out how to slow the time down.
Yeah, I wonder how that works. And here's the other thing I wonder. Do they still have clock makers? Because, like, there are so many things that are, like, a lost art, right? Yes. Like a cobbler. I know there are some, but they're very hard to find.
We have
clock makers, right? Yeah, but, like, stuff like that. Yeah. People who repair, like, leather goods.
Yes.
Even seamstresses, right? Things are, like, harder to find. Yeah. Like, these, like, things that we used to, like,
it's
really
funny because I know a couple seamstresses.
Yeah.
We were just at a conference yesterday with a clock maker.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah.
Was it Shinola, was it?
It was Shinola.
Yeah. They're famous in Detroit for being a clock maker.
Yep,
yeah.
It was Shinola. Cool.
But seriously, like, I mean, so many things that are just like, they also make shoes, I think, too.
Maybe.
I might be wrong, but I thought they made shoes. No, there's somewhere in Flint that does that.
They
do shoes
clocks.
In Flint. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just giving them more accolades.
Yeah, so they were there. It was pretty cool. Did you know, I guess I never realized this. We went to a conference yesterday. My mom was on the panel, so I went, and it was interesting. But Gardner White, I always thought it was like a national furniture company.
Yeah, it's only Detroit, isn't it?
It's Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, they have like 22 stores or something.
Yeah.
But it's huge. It's just, it's a Detroit company, and I guess I never realized
that. Yeah, it is interesting because, like, people, for example, think that we're this huge company too, right? We have, like, we're spread out to some places, right? But not everywhere. So then people are like, oh, you're this giant company. You have, it's like, no, actually, there's about 30 of us who work here in the building, and then all the franchise owners are owned by themselves.
I don't even think it's 30, because with our corporate store, I think you only have 35 employees or something.
Yeah, that's not a ton.
Oh my gosh, he's so ridiculous today. I just love him.
I know, he missed you too. He's
like,
where's
my auntie?
I hope
you guys had a good Mother's Day and got spoiled.
Yeah, my sons did pretty good. My son, Nicholas, he brought flowers for me and his grandma's, my mom and my mother-in-law, which is really sweet. It's nice when you see your kids do, like, kind gestures, and then Lane printed something for everybody on his 3D printer, which was really sweet.
Yeah.
You know, Alex came. He was just there.
Yeah,
but
his presence.
His presence. He's a poor college kid, so.
Fair.
And he should be taking his professional rescue exam today, and then he should be able to come home afterwards. So,
nice.
Kind of cool to have somebody in the house that hopefully can save our lives if we need it. So,
hopefully
he passes his exam.
Yeah. I don't want your booty on my foot.
Yeah. But he would like his booty on your foot.
Look, he made an absolute mess with that coffee.
Oh, he sure did.
He ripped it open, made a little bit of mess, and was like, I'm done.
Yeah. And maybe I don't like the way it tastes as much as I thought I would.
Kind of what he does in our offices too.
Yeah.
Clock repairmen are hard to find. You need to lower the pendulum.
Wow.
Thank
look
you,
at that
Debra.
That.
I love that. Yeah. Cause he had to open it up and he fixed the little gears inside or whatever.
Yeah.
But we just hung the pendulum back up. But it's only like this tall. And I tried to find any information about this clock online, and all I could find was eventually the company was renamed in like 1856.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
nice. Kind of crazy.
So is this like, okay, so does everybody in their house have like an antiques roadshow piece? Like if the antiques roadshow was going to come, like, is that what you would like present to them?
Yeah, maybe that. I have, when my father-in-law passed away, the only thing that I wanted was his butter churner.
Ah.
The coolest butter
that
churner.
Is cool.
And all the brothers are like, is there anything? And I'm like, can I just have the butter churner? And they just laughed at me.
Like,
but
sure.
I just really love it.
Did he own it, or was it like a collection, something that he had bought? Like, was it like in his family? No idea.
So the clock, we asked, I sent Grandma Butcher, who's 96, a picture of it, and was like, hey, do you know anything about this clock? Do you know where it came from? And she replied back, oh, I think that used to hang by our TV, but I'm not sure.
I think it did. That's
but then funny. When we talked to her later in the day, she remembered a little bit more about it, and she told us like who had bought it.
Sure.
And
yeah,
they just always had it. And she goes, I thought your dad had it. And we're like, He did have it. And now we have it.
Yeah. As he's no longer with us, Terry. I have it now. Morning, Terry.
We have a wall clock from Germany.
Oh, that's pretty cool. We've talked about this before, but we have a German town near us called Frankenmuth, and they have a giant cuckoo clock that comes out. Is it every hour or
every hour.
It does a whole like show with like the figures that come out. And I think they actually might have a clock store in the shops out there.
Probably, yeah.
But they have lots of cool stuff like that too. The cuckoo clocks and all that.
I just love history. So I was hoping that grandma would know like where it came from or how they got it. Or
I watch a lot of the Antique Roadshow, it'll come up on reels of like this one thing. And I love the person who acts like, wow, really? Yeah. It's worth this much money? I could never part with it. I'd be like, where's the pawn shop?
I found a similar one from the same company that's actually at the Detroit Historical Museum.
Wow.
So I emailed the Detroit Historical Society and just asked them if maybe they had any information on the clock or could give me any information because it's just a really cool piece.
Yeah, for real. Did they respond?
No, not yet. I don't know.
You recently did it. Okay.
Just this weekend.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know if they will respond.
But yeah, but that's pretty cool.
Worth a shot. I just want to know the history behind it. I'm not giving it up. It's my clock.
No.
You know?
My Antique Roadshow piece, which I know is not really actually worth a lot, but I have first editions of The Scarlet Letter.
Whoa.
Yeah, my sister was working in a Scarlet Letter and something else. I think they're both by Nathaniel Hawthorne. I'm saying that wrong. But she was working at a library, a Christian library in Kentucky when her and her husband were going. Her husband was going to a Baptist preacher school in Pineville, Kentucky. You got to say Pineville. Pineville. And they were like clearing out all their old books, and she found these two books that they were getting rid of. They were just like, here, community pieces. And she's like, my sister would really like those. So I still have these, you know, super old books that, again, that's I don't really think they're worth anything, but I love them. And I have them on display in my house, and I think they're cool.
Yeah.
But
I love it. I love history. And I love mixing it in with like more modern pieces too. Yeah. I mean, we kind of have like a colonial farm style house. So the history pieces fit in really well.
Yeah, for sure. Do you know when your house was built?
It's not old. It's like 95.
Okay, so it's just the style of it.
It's just the style.
Yeah.
The style that they built. Yeah.
Very cool.
I think it's a colonial style house is what they call it. It's got, you know, the pillars on the front
porch. Which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The
very
fake
cool.
porch above the door.
Yeah.
So.
Which is very cool.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, I spent the weekend. I got a bunch of mulch delivered and I, like 4 yards of mulch and put it up for myself. You guys, my back still feels it.
You by yourself.
Well, my boys eventually came out and helped, but like I don't have time to wait for them to wake up. The mulch got delivered at 8 and it was time to go.
I am that stubborn also.
I'm not waiting for anybody. The stuff is going out. We had people coming over the next day. They bought me a whole lot of plants for Mother's Day.
Okay.
So then I was putting those out, spraying poison ivy, just yanking it out, you know, doing my thing.
I mean, I feel you. We worked all weekend.
Yeah.
Getting the pool up and running was the big one.
Yeah.
And now that it's filled, we have so much iron in our water.
Oh, is it orange?
We use a RV filter, but it doesn't do enough.
Is that from the well?
Yeah.
And is it safe to consume with all the iron in it?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. It has like an orange tint to it. It goes through a water softener and a bladder tank.
Thing too, and
a filter, but whatever.
That's interesting.
It's always just orange, so we have to use like muriatic acid or something to clear it up.
Yeah.
It always takes a little bit.
So I wonder what the iron content in your water is after it's filtered out, because like, you know, I have an iron thing where I'm not supposed to eat or drink a lot of iron or consume any iron, anything additional. So
I mean, every time we have it tested, they say it's safe, and they even tried like, they're like, you don't need a filter. I'm like, but it's orange.
Yeah. Like anytime you like drink water, that's like any other color.
Oh, it doesn't
like,
look
it's
orange.
Just,
like in a cup, it wouldn't look
orange. Oh, okay. Okay.
But when you fill an entire pool, it looks orange.
During the Flint water crisis, I was at my family's church and they were actually filling the baptismal pool and they filled it up and I looked at the water and they're like, they kept saying nothing was wrong with the water, right? This was like when it first happened. Nothing's wrong with the water. Nothing's wrong with the water. And I looked at it and went,
I'm not getting
them. We're going to drain this and try again and hope for better, or we can't baptize people in this water. This is this is not great.
We swam in the pool Sunday too, but not our pool. My parents' pool.
Oh, nice, Deborah. We're supposed to swim in the pool tonight for book club. For me, it's just going to be all hot tub all the way because this girl's back is 41, but maybe 89. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't need that. No. You got that cup yucky.
Oh, he really did.
Yeah. My kids swim in my parents' pool Sunday. And then Monday after we filled the dumpster, I don't know, the pool had maybe 2 feet of water in it at that point, if that. And so we let the kids go in and just, because it's just hose water.
Well, when you started with your pool, I thought you were going to say that's the water that came into your basement.
Oh.
Because no. I was like, oh my God, wait, like what?
Yeah. Well, and that's what we kind of panicked because we just started filling up the pool.
Yeah.
And it happened,
yeah.
Which we've done for like 4 years now.
Right.
And we were like, could that have contributed? And he's like, no, this elbow was a ticking time bomb.
Yeah. So it's the galvanized metal that's not just, really meant to be
just the
pipes,
elbow.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you should do PVC or copper. Nobody really does copper anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
So they were able to just fix it with PVC elbows.
Yeah.
Or they made it. It's not like it's like angled now. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I have a
it
house.
It works.
Yeah. I have an old boiler from 1961 in my house. So my house is full of copper pipes and PVC put in.
Consumed this cup.
I don't know why he loves Coffee Beanery cups so much.
Oh my gosh.
Like it's his favorite thing.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a whole cup in your mouth.
Yes.
He's so mad we're taking away the pieces too.
But
they're like disintegrating.
Yes. I love this, like the chaos that is Willie every day.
Yeah. Well, he's all upset about the roof.
Right he's now. Been mostly calm. Like I was calmer than I thought he would be, you know, for having just constant knocking. Like if my dogs heard the knocking all day long, they would be losing their minds.
Yeah. I mean, he made me cuddle with him
for
a while.
Well, he also didn't see you for 2 days. He felt very sad and abandoned. Nobody was in the two offices. He was like, who's going to love me?
Yeah.
Who's going to love me?
He got a new rug though. I heard he loves it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that too. We got these noodle net things. So you put a noodle in it, and then it's got like a net. You can just like lay it.
Oh, really? So it like keeps your like because you know your butt always sinks down.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
At least this dumb trunk does.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Cool. That is nice. Yeah, I wish I had something better. And I just think that I just must not lift things correctly, like to this day. But I've had back problems since I was 16. I used to be a baker. And 16 years old, and I'd pick up the 50-pound bags of flour. And I probably only weighed 100 pounds at the time. 50-pound bags of flour to make the bread at Fuddruckers where I worked. And I'll tell you what, my back has not been the same since. And they did a scan on it a few years ago and said that they could actually see arthritis in my spine. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. And that was probably in my early-ish 30s. So I wonder what it looks like now.
Yeah, those net chairs are so nice, Patty.
Yeah.
I love just chilling out there. Of course, with me, though, I'm like hat, long sleeve UV shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just get burnt so fast.
I did that on Saturday. I was like, oh, I'm not going to put sunscreen on. Girl, put sunscreen on. I got burned to a crisp.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want some color. You are pale and the Lord meant you to be pale. Stay pale.
Not, yeah, I don't color.
No.
Like if I, by the end of the summer, sometimes I can take my watch off and I'll have like a little tan line. I'm like, that's it.
And it's like literally the faintest tan. You're pretty fair.
The extent of it.
But yeah. And then skin cancer is such a thing. Like how many people find skin cancer in their hair? Have you heard about that?
Mm-mm.
I had a friend who, she was actually blow drying her hair and her son walked by and saw a big, like dark, like birthmark or what he thought was like a mole on her head. And she went to the, doctor and it turned out that it was cancer. It was melanoma. And I know Vix had some in her hair too.
I had a spot on my head and now I'm going to a dermatologist every year just to get mole checks and stuff. I know they took lots of pictures of this arm because it's your driving arm.
Oh,
and when
you
look at it, it is a lot worse.
Yeah, 100%. Mole check. Everybody do a mole check.
Check.
I think they have an app too where you can like look at moles to see like if they're bad or not.
I didn't realize that like I had quite a few on my back. I didn't really know about
places that you don't see. So my beef is that I have an HMO, which means that my doctor has to give me a referral for everything, and he will not give referrals for anything. I know. So my husband is a kind of a moly guy, and I'm always like, oh, I want you to go to a dermatologist. Yeah. He's got psoriasis. Send him to, no, the doctor's like, oh, well, I'll just give him this cream. It'll
be
fine.
A new doctor,
I know, right? Like,
Because, I mean, dermatologists, they're specialists for a reason.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, I want to go and get a checkup and make sure that everything's okay. I want to do that once a year and just, you know, feel good about it. I'm not a hypochondriac. I'm being proactive.
Yeah.
Well, and
with how fair we are, too.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's kind of a matter of time.
Right. And, you know, while I'm at it, I'm going to stand on my soapbox and say, how many people don't go and do, like, their physical exams, especially ladies who are really freaked out about going to the gynecologist? I've been on my soapbox for the last 2 days talking to the girls here about going. So I'll make your appointment for you.
We got some young girls.
Yeah. Who've never been and are totally freaked out by it. And the problem is so many things are preventable if you just go. Or women who won't go get mammograms. Get your mams, ladies. It's not that terrible. It's really not.
Yeah, you're right.
I need to press that next time I go. And my problem, Bill, too. It's like my husband, right? I'll send him to the doctor with a note of my concerns for my husband.
Oh my God.
Which I shouldn't do, right? But I'm like, okay, did you tell him this? Did you tell him this? They probably don't. But, you know, I want him to live forever. He's no good to me, Dad. We don't have that much life insurance. I need my husband. Yeah. He's taller than me. I need somebody to reach the top shelf. I need somebody to,
you know.
You
don't
want
to be by yourself.
No, I love my husband. I want him to be around forever, you know. Because our youngest child is 14, you know, like we're not going to, he's about to enter high school.
It drives me nuts. I've been trying to get my husband to go to the dermatologist forever. Yeah. It's just, it's like your dad died at 61.
Right. From skin cancer, right?
Let's not mess around with this.
Right. Like get it going, get it checked out, you know?
Frustrating.
Yeah. And it's crazy. Like, you know, some of the guys are saying like, oh, insurance is so much money and, you know. I'm not gonna go. Yeah, it is.
Like you
it
could is. Almost pay for everything you get done with in the year with how much the insurance costs.
Yes.
And by the time you do the deductibles and all the stuff, it is pretty wild. Yeah.
I'm hoping that some of the drug costs come down, you know, like they're trying to do right now. But you know, we'll see how everything shakes out. I know intentions are hopefully good. Hello, little face.
Hello, Nugget.
Isn't it so cute when you just have this little face just pop up to say hello?
All right. Well, we're going to get back to work. But samplers, if you want to try something new, samplers are a great way to do that.
Agreed.
Subscription boxes are going to start shipping and printing labels right now.
Yeah.
That's what I was working on.
As soon as we're done. Yeah.
Vicky's
back there making them right now. So it's the best of the best box.
Yeah.
The top four selling flavors from last year.
Yeah.
Which, you know, go ahead and Pat or Deborah, I got to make a list of all the flavors from last year so everybody can see what they were.
Yes.
But I think that'll be fun to see.
You know what we could do too in our like past subscription bugs? Maybe like do a year recap blog.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
A yearly recap. Hello, William.
Yeah.
All right. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And Father's Day is soon. Mm-hmm. So
congratulations.
It's a great gift.
Yeah. Grad gifts too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every college student needs coffee.
Amen to that.
All right. Have a wonderful week.
Bye, guys. Take care.